Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back.
The sun is coming up and I'm just going. Everywhere I look, the world keeps turning round. Though I said I never would be satisfied, oh baby, I lied. I couldn't leave you if I.
Welcome
tried.
To a very special edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt, and I would say it has taken 33 years for me to get to this point. The guy that's on the line with me right now, he is someone that I listened to when I was just a kid. Hey, I'm 42. I was 9 years old when I first heard the name Rodney Crowell, and it was on 102.1 WDRM in Huntsville, Alabama. Right now, I do have Rodney on the line with me. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Rodney Crowell.
Hi, Mark. Wow, when you were 9 years old, okay. I must have been 19.
Well, you know, I was thinking last night, I told my wife, I said, you know, I said, one of my music heroes, I said, I'm so excited because you have been a part of my life for a very long time. As many people who are listening right now, people have sung your songs. They have felt like they have gotten to know Rodney Crowell over the years. And I told her, I said, you know, it is 33 years in the making being able to talk to this guy. So this is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what do you want to talk about? I want to make this experience exactly what you thought it might be. So
the first thing I want to do, Rodney, is just wish you a happy belated birthday.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah. It was a nice birthday. I was in the middle of a song workshop that I had going with a bunch of songwriters who were in town, and they gave me, they gave me a lot of attention and a lot of love. So I was working on my birthday, but it was it was, you can't really call it work.
Well, that's the way I feel about the Mark White Show. I was a police officer for many years, and this, what I do today, recognizing difference makers in our communities, this is my passion and this is what I love to do. And so when you find that, I believe Mark Twain even said that, when you find what you love, you won't work a day in your life.
That's true. Very true.
I'm a fourth generation owner of a pickup truck. It's outside right now. It was actually made the same year you were born, in 1950, and it came from Texas.
Mm. And what kind of truck is it?
It is a GMC pickup. It's one of those little short bed.
Wow.
T100.
Short bed, yes. Hug the road. When I was a kid, you know, those were the kind of pickup trucks we traveled around East Houston in, sitting in the back in lawn chairs. Can you imagine that now? You get arrested for hauling a kid around sitting in a lawn chair in the back of a pickup truck.
Well, I thought it was very interesting. This truck was owned by my great-great uncle out in Texas. It was a farm truck, and I know you were born in Texas.
I was, indeed. Indeed, I was.
Well, I have a lot of family from Texas, too. My granddad was born in the Red Oak, Texas area, so he was around the Dallas area, grew up working on a cotton gin. My grandparents raised me. I was going to tell you that nine-year-old story I was telling you. When I was in the fourth grade, I came from a broken home, and so my grandparents took me in, and they took care of me. There was something about music, my friend, and even as a nine-year-old, and I don't know how it resonates with you to think, well, there was a nine-year-old who liked my music, but it really meant a lot to me. When I would hear your songs, hear your voice, it fit mine. I had a higher pitched voice. I still do. Your sound really resonated with me.
Yeah, I understand that. And I'm flattered and grateful, because, you know, early on, my father was a singer, and I was tuned into listening to him, you know, playing with my toy on the floor while he sat on the side of the bed and sang these songs with his eyes closed. And then later, you know, I had access to some Hank Williams 78s that I knew how to put on the little record player that was on the floor. So, yeah, I understand. And music, you know, called to me, you know, from the very beginning, as far back as I go, my awareness of music is all, I felt like, you know, those cartoon characters when the cat smells the catnip and just floats through the air following the cartoon odor of the catnip. You know, that's the way music has been for me. I've been following it my entire life. I was just this morning listening to a friend of mine's brand new album, and a Beth Nielsen Chapman record, and it was just so lovely, and it inspired me so much, and she was just so bold on it. And to me, that's the thing about music, is in as much as I love making it, and, you know, the opportunity to make it, and that I've supported my family all these years, I'm just as happy when a friend of mine makes a really fine piece of work and I get to listen to it and I'm inspired by it.
In 1998, January 15th, my grandfather, who did raise me, passed away. And it wasn't just a few months later that you came out with a song. In the words, it says, "My father on his deathbed told me there's really nothing left to hold me. Though I was there, he died alone. It's going to take a fast train leaving to shake my world of grieving. Guess I'll go until it's gone." That song in 1998, man, you were talking to me again. I thought about my granddad, and he was a preacher, and he dedicated his life to preaching, and he was fully ready to go with his life. But of course, I couldn't go with him. We had to let him go, and that was hard for an 18-year-old.
Sure, yeah, and it's hard to let go of anything or anyone that you love. It's hard to let go. But, you know, as the song goes, "We'll meet again in the sweet by and by," you know, there's always that hope, you know, and, you know, letting go of my, you know, one of the blessings a couple of the blessings of my life besides being there for my children to be born was, you know, to have my parents pass away literally in my arms. And I consider that my life, the music and all the fun I've had in professionally aside, it has been, it is my family coming and going that has been, you know, the hallmarks of my life.
And we think about what is important in this life, and it is, it does come down to those that we love and care about. It's not about money and it's not about fame. It's about the people that we're closest to and those who are beside us. And like two grandparents who take on a grandchild, or someone who steps up and says, you know, I'm going to be there for you no matter what you're going through, whatever challenge you're going through, I'm going to help you get through it. And we have a lot of people out there right now who need that type of encouragement, who need that type of inspiration in their life to know that there is somebody, and having somebody, there's no money that can take the place of that.
Yeah, it's true. Very true.
Now, my little girl, she's 7 years old. Her name's Cora. She is a huge Johnny Cash fan. I told her the other day, I said, Cora, I said, I'm actually bringing on someone who was a son-in-law to Johnny Cash. I said, like I am to your Pawpaw Green, he was to Johnny Cash. And she said, really?
Well, yeah, you can tell your daughter that I'm actually sitting here in my studio at home, like, and there's a picture on the wall of John, always called him John, feeding ice cream to my 2.5-year-old daughter, Caitlin. And it's not a small bowl. It's a bowl the size he would eat. And it's that thing about it, you know, yeah, I loaded her up on sugar. Now she's yours. He was a great guy, John was, you know, and a wonderful grandfather, you know, to my four daughters, and a great friend. Even after Roseanne and I, you know, parted company, separated our ways, and he and June said, "Well, we're not going to let you out of this family," and they were true to their word. They would never let me go.
Well, you made some great music with Roseanne too, and if you had anything to do with Runaway Train, thank you for that. That song, I can listen to that over and over again. It's such a great song by Roseanne.
I produced that record. I produced a song written by John Stewart, the great John Stewart, you know, of the Kingston Trio. That was a lovely record. Stuart Smith playing that slide guitar on it. It was a last minute thing where we were mixing it and we thought, well, we just don't have this exactly right. And Stuart was in town and I called him. I said, get over here. And Stuart put that slide guitar part on, and then Roseanne heard the slide guitar part and she said, wait a minute, I got to sing it again. And this is all while we're, you know, we're in the final stage of what we call mixing, you know, where we blend all the sounds together and that's your final record. So, you know, the real catch of that record happened in a half hour in the 11th hour and 35 minutes of the day, you know. And it was like, I always love that record because it was like we just barely grabbed hold of the caboose and got on.
Oh, it's solid gold, man. I love it. Of course, we've talked about the past now, and I want to be able to talk about the future. We have you coming to Decatur, Alabama, the Princess Theater Center for the Performing Arts on Friday night, August 20th at 7 p.m. I ordered my tickets and told my wife, I said, it's date night. And I said, I may even take you to get a McDouble. She started laughing. We're looking forward to being able to come to that concert.
Oh, you're going to leave no stone unturned that night, then,
aren't you? That's right.
I'll be bringing with me a really newly formed band that I have. I have a classically trained pianist, a jazz upright bass player, the violin / fiddle player from the Grand Ole Opry, and a percussionist from Miami, you know, coming up from the Caribbean style percussionist, and myself. And it's one of, it's probably one of the most interesting combos I've had on the road, and I've had many. And we went out for our first week on tour, and we had a ball. It's like, I love playing with this particular combination of musicians, and it is really eclectic, and there's so much variety in it. I'm sure that your folks there would enjoy this music. I certainly do, and I always figure if I'm having fun, then everybody else is having fun.
I love it. Right now, folks, we're talking to Rodney Crowell. I cut my teeth on Diamonds and Dirt back in 1988, and I have him on the line with me right now. Really excited to have Rodney Crowell on the line. I want to talk about a new album that's come out. It's called Triage. We want to talk about that when we come back. If you'll stick with me, we'll talk a few more minutes, okay?
Okay.
Folks, Rodney Crowell's on the line with me right now. He's going to be at the Princess Theater in Decatur, Alabama, on Friday, August 20th at 7 p.m. You can get your tickets right now. You can go to rodneycrowell.com. You can also go to the Princess Theater. You can find tickets. I found mine. You can find yours. I hope to be able to see you as we listen to some great music from Rodney Crowell. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue our conversation. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Daddy's lap, Grandpa rode co-pilot with a flashlight and a map. Cane pulled out the window, it was in the summertime. First time I heard Johnny Cash sing I Walk the Line.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tide that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Do you look at your home or business and wonder what you can do when it comes to landscapes or hardscapes? Get in touch with my friends at JJ Brothers Hardscapes and Landscapes. Licensed, bonded, and insured, JJ Brothers Hardscapes and Landscapes offers new sod, irrigation, new flower beds, new mulch, blocks, stone, retaining walls, patios, and outdoor kitchens. Give JJ a call at 256-497-8263 or email at jjhardscapes@gmail.com. Now offering pool remodeling and new installs. That's JJ Brothers Hardscapes and Landscapes.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
My father on his deathbed told me there's really nothing left to hold me. Though I was there, he died alone. It's gonna take a fast train leaving to shake my world of grieving. I guess I'll go until it's gone. And many a long and lonesome highway lies before us as we go. And in the end, I'll do it my way. Look for me where the four winds blow.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I have a very special guest on the line with me. It's an honor and a pleasure to me to have Rodney Crowell on the line, because as a young kid, I was listening to his music, and I know he said he was nasally at some point, but man, that nasally sound just hit me just right, and I loved Rodney Crowell music, still do, and I know that we have many listeners right now who are excited that Rodney is on the Mark White Show. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Rodney Crowell.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah, well, you know, it was nasally. That's part of being a youth, you know, unless, of course, you know, you're gifted with Ray Charles' voice or something like that. But, you know, it's like all these many years later, I was having a conversation this morning with someone who was sort of chiding me for criticizing myself, my earlier, younger self, you know, and I said, Look, I understand. I've come to accept that, you know, it's time to stop knocking myself. But the truth of the matter is, I've really grown into my voice, and I really like it now. You know, it's I'm able to do what I want to do with it, and rest easy at night. So I've outgrown the nasal thing, is what I'm saying to you.
Well, I'm happy to hear you say that. I love for people to be happy with themselves. Are you happy with the new album, Triage? Speaking of new things and your own sound?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm happy. I accomplished what I set out to do with that record, and I'm blessed to be able to work with my son-in-law, who is graduated from NYU School of Record Production, and is just so talented, and he has his own studio. So when I go work, I'm able to take a break and play with my grandchildren and hug on my daughter. And so in that way, I'm able to make really top drawer sounding music and also be close to my family. It's there again, another blessing. And so, you know, setting out writing the songs to Triage and dedicating myself to articulating certain things I wanted to articulate about the spiritual path of my life and about just the gift of this earth and its bounty and its generosity to give us life. And I felt like the things I wanted to say, I got them said in the way I wanted them said, so that if they resonate with you, you can hear it, you know, in your own way. And if not, I've not offended anyone, I'm sure.
Music hits people in different ways. They hear it in different ways. And it's your voice. It's your thoughts. It's your words. You put them to music. You just let it go. People are going to, as I said, hear it as they want to. It touches lives. Music is a very powerful tool, I do believe. And I believe that music more than once has pulled people out of places where they really didn't want to be. And it has taken them to places where they wanted to go. I appreciate the years of music that you've produced, you've dedicated yourself to, and the part that it played in my life. So I just want to thank you for that, Rodney.
Well, yeah. Well, what you're saying is what my true belief is that once I've written these songs and made recordings of them and send them out there into the world, the songs really don't belong to me anymore. They belong to you. And, you know, whatever runaway train or after all this time means to you it means that song and that particular feeling that you get from the song is yours. It's your experience. And from that point of view, I feel as though I've been blessed, you know, to do the kind of work where I can give it my best and put it out there, and then it's out of my hands. It becomes yours. And it's whatever the listener makes of it is their blessing. You know, I've already had the blessing of having been able to make it and to just be, I love the work. You know, it's not, so I haven't had a job for 22 years or since I was 22 years old. And boy, I know a lot of people out there can't say that. And I would say to them, I understand, and I don't take for granted, you know, the fact that I've been able to do what I've been able to do. But we'll just cross our fingers that COVID doesn't slow us down.
Oh, mercy. I had that battle for the past couple of weeks, and it is terrible. I was in a fog when they said Rodney Crowell's going to come on the show. I'm so glad that you weren't ready to go at that time. And I feel so much better now, but it is horrible. And anybody who's going through that experience right now who has a loved one that's battling COVID, you're in our prayers. I know I stayed at home. I was not going to go to the hospital. I said, you know, I'm going to battle this here. And I did, but it was very rough. I lost 15 pounds over the past 2 weeks battling COVID.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that. I lost my childhood, my cousin who I grew up with, like my brother, I lost him back in January to it. And and you know, John Prine, a friend of mine, there's just been too many people lost to COVID, you know, and it's like, you know, we'll just hope and pray that at some sweet day we'll be past it. And when we can all gather together, make music, have fun, and not have to be on guard.
Rodney Crowell, I am looking forward to seeing you in Decatur, Alabama at the Princess Theater on Friday night, August 20th, 7 p.m., McDouble in hand with my wife, and looking forward to this great opportunity to have you in North Alabama. And I hope that people will go and get their tickets and be a part of this very special night on August 20th.
Yeah, okay, good. Thanks, man. It's a pleasure talking to you. Stay safe, stay well, and, you know, may the road rise up to meet you.
I appreciate you, Rodney Crowell. Thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Yes, sir, man. Well, you stay well and keep up the good work.
Folks, Rodney Crowell, he's going to be at Princess Theater in Decatur, Alabama, August 20th. He's a difference maker, and I've been so glad to have him here on the Mark White Show to recognize his great work over the years. I hope that you will check out Rodney Crowell at rodneycrowell.com. Get his new album called Triage. Here on the Mark White Show, we do recognize difference makers, and I hope that you'll share these shows with friends, your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to a very special edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. The lonely night you hold inside, and after all this time, you're always on my mind. I still want you. Yeah, after all this time, you're always on my mind. I still love you.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.